in having a store, most of the stores in the United States, they only have empanadas or they only have pizza. Together, it's not frequently you see it. So I was like, I need to do a pizza as well.
How in the world did a child of Buenos Aires, Argentina, wind up baking empanadas and pizzas in Minneapolis? And not just thin pizzas covered in a blanket of cup and char pepperoni, but also traditional fugazzettas with puffy, soft heels surrounding a mound of onions and cheese. The story behind Belluto, straight ahead.
Straight fried pepperoni.
I need a deep dish pepperoni and a thin sausage to go.
Can I get two cheesivores and one Detroit?
Can I get one large pep, one large sausage, and one large pep special?
This is Pizza City, the podcast dedicated to the art, craft, and passion behind the world's greatest pizzas. I'm Steve Dolinsky, author of Pizza City USA, the ultimate Chicago pizza guide, and founder of Pizza City Tours and Pizza City Fest. And welcome, pizza fans. Great to have you along with us for another edition of Pizza City. We are moving to the upper Midwest, or the North, as some would call it, Minneapolis, St. Paul, my hometown, the Twin Cities. And I was there a few weeks ago visiting some friends and thought, why not tackle the pizza scene? I'd done stories in the past. We had Ann Kim on, gosh, probably 2 years ago from Young Joni and Pizza Lola. Fantastic pizzas there. But since I was back for a couple of days, wanted to see what else was going on. And I'd been to Belluto before on a quick trip and really liked their pizzas, but didn't know they did this fugazzetta, which we're going to talk about today at length. Facundo De Fraya is the man. He has become quite the Argentinian ambassador in the Twin Cities over the last several years. Having moved there from San Diego to help a friend out with empanadas, he soon moved into pizzas, since those also played a role in his childhood. Now, if you don't know, Argentina has a massive Italian population, and so while their pizzas don't look a lot like the ones we have in America, there are some similarities. We talked about the challenges in bringing a new concept to a city without a ton of South American culture already, and how he's got big plans to expand, not just in the Twin Cities, where he has two locations already, but to other states. So Facundo, let's talk about Chicago, all right? I began, as I do every show, by asking our guest about their first pizza memory.
That's going to be Argentina, Buenos Aires, with my grandmother, her house. She cooked for a lot of people, and pizza is one of my favorite things we have in Argentina, of course, everywhere in the world. When I was 6, 7, helping her out. Making empanadas is something that we use as an appetizer before the pizza, and making pizza with her.
So what was that pizza like? Can you describe an Argentinian pizza?
Pretty simple though. Regular flour, we have 3 zeros flour in Argentina. We use fresh yeast, salt, a little olive oil, that's it. Super thin.
Baked in like a gas oven?
Yes, gas oven.
Could you fold the slices in half like on the East Coast?
Yes, you can say that.
I don't think people realize there's a huge Italian influence in Argentina. In fact, there's a side story I'll tell people at a different point about Chicago's birth of stuffed pizza. A couple of guys from Argentina worked at Nancy's and said they were going to go back to Argentina. They ended up opening Giordano's instead on the south side, which is a whole different story. But I always think of, obviously you mentioned empanadas, yeah. I think of alfajores, I think of totally different food, but why is Italian so prevalent in Argentina?
It's huge in there because when they immigrated from Italy, they went to New York and they went to Buenos Aires. The two biggest ports, or I guess that's what the direction they took. And the influences European are huge. I want to say 90% of the people are from Italy and roots Spain. So the influences are huge. The first pizzerias in Buenos Aires are established in the late 20s.
But this is before gas really was invented. So they're using coal or wood to heat their ovens. Exactly. And you're getting these blistered, thin, kind of wet in the middle, high heat, quick bake, like a Neapolitan. Is that typical in Argentina or Buenos Aires?
Neapolitan means, I want to say, Roman. is the style. It's like a meat kind of crust. Most of the pizzerias back in the day use pans. The Argentinian pizzeria from the 30s, they are all a la piedra, which is without the pan, or with the pan we call al molde. Super crispy in the bottom, chewy, a lot of cheese. Something that is particular from Argentina is we put a lot of cheese. It's way too much.
Like fresh mozzarella or dry?
Fresh mozzarella, mozzarella loaf, more mozzarella loaves than fresh. That's what we use. And there is pizzerias that are well known, like La Meseta, which is one of the best pizzerias. When you get the cheese, the pull of the cheese is insane. I never seen something like that. They cut it for you. You get a slice if you want. And in the plate, it's all spread it on the plate. It's crazy. And pizza in Argentina have a lot of cheese.
Sounds like overkill.
Yeah, yeah, too much. But flavors are good.
Does the Italian influence affect what's in the empanadas? Like, do you see pizza fillings or Italian influence inside the empanadas? Yeah. Or are they traditional Argentina, like the picadillo or beef or something?
It's a mix. It's a mix between Spaniard and Italians. There is always cheese on it, and then you have chicken, you have beef. It's a mix we put in and add in the Latin flavors, if you want to say.
Fried or baked?
We have both.
But it's normal for you, if you're in Buenos Aires, to have an empanada and then have pizza together.
Yes. Yeah. I got to Minneapolis because my best friend, which owns a bunch of restaurants here called Daniel Del Prado, he owns Martina and different places, talked to me and he's like, I'm opening my first restaurant. I was living in San Diego. I have my, no pizzeria, but just empanadas. And he's like, move here, help me out. I was like, I'm doing it.
Okay, wait a second. I want to hear about that sales pitch, because you're living in San Diego where it's 70 degrees all the time. Yeah. He wants you to come to Minneapolis where it's below 30 degrees half the year. What was that sales pitch to you like? How did he convince you to come here?
Well, he said, dude, if you want to open your own store, it's the place to be. And he's my best friend. We moved here to the United States in 2000 together. So when he said that, I wanted to work with him again. We were previously in Colorado, and I was like, a no-brainer. In the beginning, we call it boludo empanadas, and then I was like, after a month, I was like, no, it's boludo, because we have empanadas and pizza. Most of the people came for the empanadas. They never even hear about the pizza, and they start hearing about the pizza, and people start coming back for the pizza, and the pizza was even bigger than the empanadas. Everybody back then in Martina, they used to call me the empanada guy.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Facundo back in the kitchen here at Boludo and see how he builds this Buenos Aires-inspired pizza that he got from his grandmother. We're also going to preview some scenes from our next show coming up in 2 weeks, so stay with us. All right, welcome back to the show. We are back in the kitchen now at Boludo in Minneapolis. We're in South Minneapolis with Facundo De Freya, owner, founder, chef at Boludo. By the way, I love the uniforms. You look like you got football jerseys, soccer jerseys, right?
Yes, sir. That was the intention.
That's awesome. Okay, so you've got your dough. How long? Tell me about how did this begin? What kind of flour are you using, and how long is your ferment?
It's fermented for a day. We use some Viga.
Pre-ferment?
Yeah. And then the flour is like a bread flour. We use water, good olive oil, salt, and...
Commercial yeast?
Dry yeast.
Okay.
Dry yeast.
So one day, cool in the refrigerator, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And now you're kind of stretching it out a little bit and pressing it out into this pan with the flour. Why were you doing that?
I want to stretch it and give it like a diamond shape, which is... the style we do in the pizza. Don't ask me why.
You stretch this diamond shape now onto a screen. Typically, people use screens to kind of cheat a little bit on to make sure every pizza is the same circumference.
Yeah.
But you're just using this to put your diamond shape on top of the screen.
As well, yeah. And also, it's because we use a conveyor oven, a gas conveyor oven, and make it a lot better.
So you don't care that it's not sitting on a stone deck?
Not really. You always find... Of course, will be amazing this dough with a wood fire oven, but for the space that I found in 2018, I was like, there is no other option but to get a conveyor oven.
You're on the line now. Tell me about this.
We use olive oil. We make the garlic for the Caesar dressing. We roasted the garlic and the oil.
Brushing it just around the perimeter?
Yeah. We put a lot of San Marzano style tomatoes. Actually, no salt, just sugar. And we crush it by hand. We don't use any RoboCube or anything like it.
Yeah, you're really going to the edges. So you're actually covering it kind of all the way. You're not leaving that bare, naked heel.
Exactly. That's the intention. So you get the caramelization from the sugar and the tomatoes. What we use here is our blend. We use fontina, smoked provolone, and mozzarella.
That's an interesting combination. Yeah, fontina, smoked provolone, and mozzarella. So you're going to take a big handful here of this combination.
Yeah, we made this pretty much every day in house. We blend our own cheese.
Now, do you do like the people in Buenos Aires where you said you put too much cheese on, or do you pull back a little bit?
That's the thing. In Boludo, we put a lot of cheese on the pizzas just because of the Argentinian style.
Is that because expats will come in here and say, dude, you got to do a lot of cheese if you're going to do Argentina, right?
Exactly. Probably that's one of the reasons. But I also, it's because I freaking love cheese and it's really flavorful.
Okay, so that's a really good coverage now on the pie.
In this particular pie, we have four different cheeses. We add in also fresh mozzarella to the mix.
But you're going to place pepperoni on first.
Yes.
Is this the cup and char style?
Yeah, this is a natural casing pepperoni.
There's a lot of pepperoni on this pizza. You're literally covering the entire base of this with pepperoni. Okay.
Yes.
All right, then you're going to add a little bit of fresh mozz.
Fresh mozz, which I always like to press it really well to stretch it.
It looks like it's been really pressed out most of the liquid. It's a quite dry fresh mozzarella, yeah?
Yeah, it is dry.
Into the conveyor here we go. It's a Middleby Marshall. I've seen these all over the place. How long at 535 Fahrenheit does this go?
It's going to be for 4.5 minutes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to see the pizza. While we're waiting for the pizza to come out, I noticed a deep pan over here with the dough pressed up along the interior wall, looking like it's going to be potentially a stuffed pizza like in Chicago. This is, what was this called, the fugazza?
We call it here fugazzetta. It's an Argentina-style pizza. It's a pan pizza. It's called fugazza, which is like a kind of focaccia-style pizza with onions on top. Somebody put cheese and onions and make this pizza in Argentina back in the day, in the 30s.
So this is more Argentinian than the one you just showed me with the diamond shape?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting, okay. So why did you choose to show me the diamond one, not this one?
Because that's our biggest seller.
So on this one, you're putting a lot of cheese first on the bottom dough, shredded, the same fontina, smoked provolone, mozzarella mix. I mean, you've literally got, God, that's got to be almost a pound of cheese in
there. Yes, yeah.
Okay. Then what goes on? The caramelized onions?
We use just blanched onions.
What are you adding here?
Ají molido is our roasted, dehydrated red peppers. It's called ají molido. We couldn't find it, so we make it here in-house. We dehydrate peppers.
Is it like a chili pepper or a smoked chili, like a paprika?
No, it's just a regular pepper, a red pepper bell pepper.
Okay. And then the poached or the blanched white onions.
Yeah.
Man, but that's like all the way up to as high as the pan at this point. That's it? Just cheese and chili and onions.
Yeah, we finish it with calamara olives, fresh oregano, a little more of ají molido.
I cannot wait to try that. That is so interesting. Pizza's just come out of the oven. Nice cup and char on the pepperoni.
So the first thing I do is cutting it.
Big mezzaluna here. Okay, you went one down the middle of the longest part of the diamond, and then three cuts across that. And now you're drizzling a little bit of olive oil just along the heel. You want to just add a little bit of richness to that charred heel, and now the Maldon sea salt.
Sea salt.
Just around the edge again.
So you know the content of sugar and salt of the dough is really minimal. There is a lot of sugar, not too much salt.
Black pepper now.
Salt and a lot of black pepper, and it's always fresh. We always fresh. Reggianito.
This is a Parmesan?
This is Argentinian Parmesan, exactly.
So this is really the fifth cheese, right? Because you had three in the blend, plus the fresh mozz, finishing with the Parm. Well, it's not Parm, but it's... how.
It's like a Reggianito. It's like a just like a family of Grana Padano Parmesan.
Is it from Italy?
From Argentina.
Oh, from Argentina, of course. Yeah, yeah. What a dumb question. Okay. God, that's amazing. What an interesting pie. Let's go take a look. We got to talk about this pizza. I thought, when I saw you putting on the mold, and I said to myself, that's way too much salt. But because there's not a ton of salt in this to begin with, it really balances the richness, and there's a sweetness as well. It's got, I cannot believe the crumb on this one day ferment, cold ferment, and underneath, even the undercarriage, brown, crispy.
Yeah.
You do see the fish scales. The purists are going to say, oh, I see the fish scales underneath there. From the screen, but man, it's got a nice even sort of blackening and charring underneath, which I'm surprised to see on those conveyor ovens. And I just love that, again, nice contrast here. There's a lot of cheese in the middle. Now I'm wondering what's going to happen in the middle pieces where there's quite a bit of cheese here.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Is it going to be like a knife and fork thing, or you have to use your hand?
Yeah. Or you have to grab it with the entire hand underneath, otherwise it's gonna, all the cheese is gonna spread out.
Yeah, I thought the finishing though with that Argentinian parm is really nice. But I really am impressed with this, the cornicione or the heel here. Really lots of flavor in that because of the oil and the salt and the cheese extra.
Yeah.
Delicious pizza. Can we try the other one, the deep one?
Yeah. Into
fours. Again, it's just the cheese, the onions,
and, so you know,
and the chili.
And so, you know, on the pan, we put butter, lots of butter.
Yep. So it flavors the crust. You're going to do the same thing, a border, a rim of oil. You're going to finish it with the malt and sea salt also.
And the oil always try to be from the crust to the outside part of the pizza.
I like to see how generous you are on the oil and the salt on the perimeter. It's really, that gives it a unique flavor for sure. You're going to finish it with more chili on the middle. Oh, wow, that's significant.
Ají molido. Calamara olives. We put around 10, 12 olives.
Fresh oregano.
And this one, I would say fork and knife to eat it.
And it's a fugazzetta.
Fugazzetta.
Okay. So this is what I love about doing this podcast. Every now and then, you get to experience something you've never seen before, you've never had before. I've traveled all over the world. I've had a lot of pizza in this country. Never been to Argentina. This is really unique. This is really delicious. I love the ratio. I love the pop, that briny pop you get from the Kalamata olive that just bursts through all this cheese underneath it. And of course, whenever you roast these already blanched onions, they get even sweeter and a little bit more caramelized. And the fresh oregano. I mean, I've seen a million pizzas with dried oregano. I've seen a handful with this much fresh oregano on top. Finish with that chili again, this big, beautiful heel, which is not overwhelming. I mean, I've seen it built like this for stuffed in Chicago, and it can be overwhelming. Of course, there is no top layer of dough like a stuffed pie, but the border here seems high. It looks high. It looks thick. It's going to be overwhelming. No, it's not. It's a great ratio. It's such a nice break. What do you see the saying was in Argentina about the pizza?
The saying is, after too many mozzarella, you want a fugazzetta. Después de tanta mozzarella, querés una de fugazzetta. That's the saying, which means basically after having so many tomato sauce, cheese pie, you want something without a white pie every once in a while.
Yeah, just cheese, onions, and the herbs and the olives. Wow, fugazzetta. This is really unique. I'm so glad to see this in my home city. Okay, final question, sir. We ask all of our guests, knowing what you know now about pizza making, which is certainly a lot. You've had this place now for almost 5 years. What would you have told your younger self to be successful about pizza making before you opened in like 2017? What advice would you have given your younger self to be successful?
Put 100% of you, basically get the best ingredients you can have, make the restaurant your home. That's the most important thing. If you see here around, there's pictures of my grandmother, my mom, soccer players that I love, neighborhoods, picture of neighborhoods that I born and raised, soccer balls. Just make at home. That's the most important thing, because you're gonna live in the restaurant, so you wanna feel at home. That's super important.
Facundo De Fraya from Boludo in Minneapolis. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias, Steve. Thank you. Pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for having me.
And coming up in 2 weeks, we are staying in Minneapolis to taste some Detroit-style pies at a food hall near the University of Minnesota campus.
And was doing what the books told me to do and what other places told me to do, and like long fermentation, you had to use a brick cheese and like sauce on top, and it has to be cooked down super long. That quickly changed because we never stopped doing R&D and we never stopped trying to streamline it and make it better.
I'll talk to the owner of Rectangle, who's taking liberties with the traditional pizzas from Motown, but still paying them the respect they deserve. That's in 2 weeks on September 16th. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend and rate us, please. Want to know what you think about the show? We are at Pizza City USA on Instagram, and our website is pizzacityusa.com. Bureaucratic wrote and performed our theme song, and here's wishing you an optimal bite ratio, always.